If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Aaron from INS Law.
Thanks, Aaron. Please stay on the line.
Hello, Peter. It's Aaron giving you a call from INS Law again, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, yourself.
I'm very well, thank you very much for asking, sir. Just for data protection again, Peter, can you just confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
Yeah, it's Seymour Terrace, Logan 8, Pitlochry, postcode PH90LA. Date of birth, 21st of May, 1976.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much for that. Just give you a call to say I've received them documents, I've reviewed them, and they're all perfect. They've all been sent off to the Scottish Redress Scheme in order for us to obtain an application number on your behalf. Just one little additional piece of information I need to get from you, sir, is I just need to know where you're registered with your GP, please.
Oh, GP is Aberfeldy in Kinloch Ranish, GP.
Is that surgery? What was that? Sorry, Abercomry.
It's Aberfeldy in Kinloch Ranish.
Could you spell that for me, please, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Aberfeldy, A-B-E-R.
Yep.
S-E-L-D-Y, I think. Aberfeldy and Kinloch Ranish Health Centre.
Health Centre. Aberfeldy Health Centre. I've got that one here. That's in, is it Pitlochry?
No, that's, it's close to Pitlochry. It's in Aberfeldy. It's one based in Aberfeldy. They've got one, I think, in Kinloch Ranish as well. So, the one in Aberfeldy.
Is it Taybridge Road?
I think so, yeah. That's from something familiar. Yeah, in Aberfeldy.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Not a problem. So what we'll do, obviously, when sending out our subject access requests, we just obtain medical records just to see if obviously you've gone to your doctor to report anything that's happened to you in the past, obviously if the effects of care, anything like that. If there's no relevant evidence that we can use, obviously we discard the subject access request accordingly with data protection, but obviously we only request for medical records just to see if obviously if there's anything that we can use to settle your case, so we can get to the right place, that's all.
Okay, that's great.
Perfect. And you, is there an address that you remember prior to being placed into care at all?
It was Early Crescent. I'm trying to remember the actual address. It might be 10 Early Crescent. Actually, it's not there anymore in Arbroath. It got knocked down, but it might be 10 Early Crescent. I'm pretty sure it's number 10, but it's definitely Early Crescent, Arbroath.
Okay, so it was Arbroath that you lived in, though, yeah?
Yes, it was, okay. Yeah, when I was a child. I live in my gran, so...
Okay, that's not a problem. Just so we can... some of the relevant institutions or local authorities, they just, ask, just so they can obviously find the records relevant to, the local authority or town that you live in. That's all good. That's all the information that I need from yourself, Peter.
Okay.
And it should take us around about 2 to 3 weeks to hear back from the redress scheme in regards to an application number. We'll send you an email once we've received that, and then from there your file again get flicked over to our investigation team, who will then do all the background work in obtaining records for you.
Yeah, that's great.
Alright, so we'll be in touch in due course. For now, just sit back, we'll do all the hard work, and we'll be in touch with you once we've received all your records back, okay?
That's much appreciated, thank you.
Not a problem, Peter, thank you very much for your time and your cooperation.
No problem at all. You too, bye.
Thank you, sir, bye now.
Bye.